vehicle labouring up a rather steep hill just to the north of me here. It's now presumably going to sit and... no, it's going to stop. Interesting. This is the main square in Castelmoller. It's a lovely little piazza. The kind with the different coloured tiles on the ground, which the lighter ones of which are catching the morning light. The sun has just about risen above us now, but we're at about 700 metres here, so about 2,500 feet. Most of the way up, most of the equivalent height of Mount Snowdon, if we're to compare it to things like that. Pretty much higher than anything in England. And the sun is painting the buildings in this wonderful shade of yellow against the backdrop even further hill behind the square. In the distance you can hear cockerels, occasionally dogs barking in the distance, vehicles driving along the serpentine roads that lead up from Taormina to this place, Castelmoller, I don't know, something like that anyway. Gorgeous blue sky, even now at only 7 o'clock in the morning, it's warm, there's a lovely breeze coming in from the what feels like the southwest. It's quiet. I think I'm possibly the only tourist up here at the moment, actually. Or certainly the only one out taking photographs. I don't actually know how I'm going to get back down. I took a taxi up for 20 euro. And at the moment, I don't think there are any other taxis here, so I shall have to call the hotel to order myself one. There's also meant to be a bus at certain times of the day, but I have no idea when it is. The view is amazing. It was amazing on the way up, as the sun went behind other hills and the twisty, turny road, which effectively follows the coast, although you know, a little way back. And so where I presume they're headlands jutting out into the water, and we would fall into their shadow as we wound our way up here. And we're pretty much higher than anything else between here and the sea. And although I keep saying we, it's actually just me. Me and the cane. Which has actually served me remarkably well during this trip, save for one little blip when I failed to notice a bench yesterday and walked smack into it. Save for that. Touch wood, it's been alright. So the plan for today when I actually get back down from up here is to go to a beach, possibly. They do shuttle buses down to beaches. And I think we might just go and have a day in the sun and by the water, which would be a nice way to finish our trip. It has truly, truly been a wonderful trip. I've so enjoyed it. At times it's been stressful, at times it's been tiring, but it's been utterly, utterly wonderful. And yesterday, going up Mount Etna with David from Continent Sicilia was the icing on a very big cake. Etna is incredible. Oh, I would happily have stayed up there all day. And David's enthusiasm is quite infectious, and you can totally see why you can get so excited about it. You know, at a point where we were standing there, there were cones on top of the mountain up towards the various craters, some of which didn't exist 4 years ago. It's incredible. You know, you now have a 300 meter cone there, which is entirely new, and apparently only sort of 10 years ago or so, there was only one up there. So the mountain is changing quite dramatically, even now. And now this lorry is going to spoil the silence once more in Hasselmüller. Where's he going to go? Oh, he's not going very far at all. I'm glad I got some photographs of the square before he was there. It's rather eyesore on the piazza. Anyway, I shall go. There's another car finding its way up here. And maybe I might be joined by some more people at some point. We shall see. But actually, I'm quite happy just looking at the view here. Hey amigo, bonjour. Wonderful. Goodbye for now. I'm a very happy Robert.